A reading from 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 19. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is why the gospel was preached even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the Spirit the way God does. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another. As good stewards of God's varied grace, whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God, whoever serves as one who serves by the strength that God supplies, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share in Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Even if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Randall Schumann, St. John Lutheran Church, Sherman Center, Wisconsin.
The word of our God from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 and following. I'm going to read a portion of this, but not all of it, for your understanding before my message today. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God. For the time that is past suffices for doing what the Gentiles want to do, living in sensuality, passions, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and lawless idolatry. With respect to this, they are surprised when you do not join them in the same flood of debauchery, and they malign you. But they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is why the gospel was preached, even to those who are dead, that though judged in the flesh the way people are, they might live in the Spirit the way God does. The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. This is the word of our God. Dear fellow redeemed by the blood and righteousness of Christ, do you ever feel like an exile, like a foreigner in your own country or community? A lot has changed in our country and world since many of us were born, hasn't it? What used to be forbidden and shunned is now often celebrated and encouraged. Morals and values that once seemed the hallmark of our country and the majority of her people have gone by the boards and been jettisoned and relegated to the trash pile of the past. Do you ever feel like the proverbial salmon fighting against the current to swim upstream to the goal of your existence? As baptized Christians, you and I are suffering for the faith. We are undergoing fiery trials as we live now in this post-Christian era of world history. We're not politically correct if we call sin a sin, and if we espouse a lifestyle that gives glory to God and serves to lift up our neighbor. Yet, in this environment of frustration and bizarre behaviors, I'm here to remind you there is hope. Peter reminds us today to remember who we were, wretched sinners steeped in sin, and to see again that we've been rescued from that mosh pit of immorality and godlessness. We've been rescued and redeemed by God's own lifeline, His Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who suffered in the flesh. In the Word of God from John in the first chapter, in the 14th verse we read, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." As we face this dark world, which is bent on lawlessness and lovelessness, we're encouraged by the heroic and saving gift of Jesus Christ, of whom Peter says, "He suffered once for our sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that He might bring us to God." Remember God's law, my friends. See in it your sin and guilt. But even more, be reminded of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, who redeemed us lost creatures and set us free in order to live and to serve God and our fellow men and women with the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. A couple of years ago, one couple from our congregation purchased as a gift for our members some lapel pins from Concordia Publishing House. Those were the ones with the motto that says, "Witness, Mercy, Life Together." In the light of God's grace to us exiles, it is our holy calling to keep on loving one another, to show hospitality to all, and to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace in Christ. May you always do so by the power of the Holy Spirit living in you through word and sacrament. And even though you may suffer according to God's will, always entrust your souls to your faithful Creator. To Him be the glory, now and forever. Amen.
We thank Pastor Randall Schumann for today's meditation on God's Word.